بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم، نحمده ونصلي ونسلم على رسول الكريم. أما بعد، today's tarawih consists of the second half of the 13th juz and it finishes on the last quarter of the 14th juz. The surah covered in today's tarawih is the second two thirds of surah Ra'ad, the thunder, surah Ibrahim, surah Hijr, and half of Surah An-Nahl, the bee. Surah Ra'ad, true believers seek Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's pleasure, and in this process they find peace of mind. They will be admitted into Jannah Paradise insha'Allah. As for those who disbelieve in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's mentions that his curse is upon them, and for them is the terrible abode and home. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will destroy the unbelievers at the time he has appointed, and this can be seen in history and all from all the other prophets' nations. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, his will must prevail. Man can do nothing to change it. And the prophets of Allah alayhim salatu wa salam were always mocked, but Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he will teach them who used to mock the anbiya alayhim salatu wa salam a great lesson. And Surah Ibrahim, the last surah, meaning Surah Ra'ad, it dealt with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's messengers to be, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's message to be seen through his creation, meaning the ayat, the verses of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This revelation is accepted by the people in spite of man's selfishness and opposition. Here, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, his message through revelation is explained with examples of Musa alayhi salatu wasalam and Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam. Together with that, Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam's prayer for Makkah forms the actual heart of this surah. Revelation was set down by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to a prophet, and in the language of his own people. Why? In order to make things clear to them. Its main purpose was to bring out the people from darkness into light. Musa alayhi salatu wasalam and all the other prophets were offered more or less the same. They were offered more or less the same excuses by their people, and their reasons to refuse to accept Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's truth. The Messenger of Allah alayhi wa salatu wa salam, all of them trusted no one but Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And those people that never listened, the evil ones, they were destroyed. Their work was corrupted, and they had whatever they had accumulated, their wealth, their property, their children, their honor, their power, he had no avail to them. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions that his truth is like a healthy tree with strong roots and branches spreading far and wide and bearing good fruit all the time, while the wrongdoers are compared to an unhealthy tree. The evil ones misguide others as well. So, learn from the signs of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and be on your guard against evil. Furthermore, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala highlights how Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam prayed not only for his offspring, but rather for all the believers. He prayed for, number one, the peace and security of Makkah. Number two, making him and his offspring regular performers of Salah. Number three, forgiveness for all the believers. He knew that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is one. Therefore, his message of Islam is one. Thereafter, Islam is the only religion which will be proclaimed as a true religion. Evil will finally be conquered by good on that day. Next surah, Surah Hijr. The main point of this surah is that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will guard his revelation. But his signs and revelations are not meant for those who mock. Look at the majesty, beauty and order in his creation. You will come to conclusion that he is the only creator. The source of all things, the king, the lord, the giver of life and death, and the eternal being. Evil rose through the pride of Iblis, who later brainwashed man to do wrong. Iblis has been given a period to carry out his evil mission. But nevertheless, he will never be able to harm the believers. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's mercy is far away from those who commit evil, as was proved in the case of Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam and Lut alayhi salatu wasalam. The message came to their people, but they did not like the evil. They did not like the truth, and they went with evil. The Quran, being the beginning with the seven oft-repeated verses, meaning Surah Al-Fatiha, teaches you to praise Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, learn humility in worship, and serve Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala at all junctions in our lives. Remember that we are created from clay to show how humble and low our beginning was. Therefore, do not be proud. In Surah Nahl, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala answers the following questions from another angle. What are Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala dealing with us? How does he reveal himself to us? Who is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's message to be seen in his creation and the life of man? The answer is, nature points to its creator. Everything in creation, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has made, glorifies Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He has created various animals and made subject to us the night and the day, the sun and the moon, the seas, the mountains, etc. These are signs of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for men who are wise. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has granted us these favors in order that we may be thankful to him. After thinking deeply on these verses and favors, we will admit that the way leads straight to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and this path, it leads us to none other than the internal being, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Yet, there are people who disbelieve in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah says, a great punishment is in store for them. Evil men have always tried to plot against Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's way, but they failed, subhanallah. They were punished in unexpected ways. The good received their reward. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala certainly sent an apostle and Nabi for every people. Why? To guide them. Those who reject Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala are doing an unnatural deed. They will be destroyed by unnatural events, subhanallah. Everything in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's creation prostrates itself to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala humbly. We make dua that He gives us, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gives us the ability to be His thankful and grateful servants. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala save us from all types of evil and sin. Ameen wa akhir da'wana. الحمد لله رب العالمين وصلى الله تعالى على خير خلق سيدنا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين برحمتك يا أرحم الراحمين.